Are you ready?
I'm ready.
Hello, I'm Daryl.
And I'm Cash.
And you're listening to...
Is This Thing On?
The podcast. I am.
Game.
Hello!
Hi, guys!
Hi!
After ilang weeks, kailan tayo huling nag-publish, Daryl?
Ewan ko sa'yo, parang yung episode natin nagiging once a month na lang.
Once a month na lang, sorry guys. Busy kasi kami, mag-explain kami mamaya-maya, mga siguro after 2 months, explain ko bakit. I'm not ready to talk about it yet, Tito Boy. Charing.
Wow.
pero yun, hi. Eto ulit kami. And, ano na yung cue mo?
Anong end? Anong cue mo?
May cue ko pa lagi lang... dahil. Like, this is a special episode because yung cue mo eh.
Ay, hindi mo na. Like, oo, like, special episode to. Hindi dahil may guest tayo today, pero special episode to kasi kung nakalimutan mo, Kesh, June tayo unang nag-release ng unang episode ng podcast.
Oo
na to.
Nga.
So like,
actually,
happy anniversary!
Happy anniversary indeed.
Sipin mo tumagal and... tayo ng ganito.
Oo nga, wala mo na pinag-uusawa, Tino.
Oo, yung parang...
Pero happy.
Happy. Ano pakiramdam mo ngayon na naka-isang taon na tayo?
Hindi ko na malayan, first of all.
Kasi hindi na tayo nagpo-produce.
Oo, hindi kasi kami nag-publish ng episode. Nag-upload kami. Ay, oo nga pala. No, ay, podcast pala kami.
Oo. Ayun.
Pero,
so,
happy pa rin kasi, uy, umabot tayo 1 year. Ikaw, ano nararamdaman mo 1 year na tayo?
Syempre super happy ako kasi naka-isang taon na tayo ngayon. And what even makes it extra special ay dahil yung anniversary month natin ay also Pride Month.
Pride Month. Tama.
So like, dude.
May nabanggit ka, sabi mo, may guest tayo.
So like, hindi lang natin anniversary at hindi lang Pride Month, may guest pa tayo.
Yeah, so this is,
episode na
it's to. What makes this episode super special pa. O, diba?
At yung guest natin ngayon, ano, like, graduate student ng Women's Studies sa UP Diliman. Oh, di ba? Actually, kaklase ko siya sa Academy of Political Management noon at nagkakilala kami sa
Taray.
Student politics. Oo. Binanggit niya lang kanina before this call na dahil dun sa ex ko. Nagkakilala.
Oo nga.
Oo. Pero ang tagal na pala noon. Oo. Ngayon, sobrang
ilang
happy ako
years na ulit? Sabi niyo?
2013? 2014?
Ganun yeah, 2013.
Oh.
I know you by name, 2013. Yeah. Nakadalawang ex na po ni Daryl na kilala. Actually, tatlong ex mo na pala yung kilala.
Edit out.
O, diba? Unang sentence pa lang ni,
kamari na po talaga kami ni Daryl because of that.
Diba? Isang sentence, unang sentence pa lang ng guest, tsaa agad.
Yeah. How do you measure
life? Mute nga tong guest natin. Ayan. Anyways, kasama natin si Rayan ngayon. Thank you for being here and
Hi,
celebrating this anniversary episode with
yes.
us.
Ayan.
Hello, good morning to all the listeners of this podcast.
Yes.
So honored. Happy Pride Month and happy anniversary.
Ano, let's start by asking, of course, Rayan about herself. So, Rayan, what are your pronouns?
She and they. She and they. Kasi feeling ko non-binary. Non-binary ako, but identify as lesbian. So, I'm attracted to women, queer women, even trans women. That's why I'm non-binary. But I still consider myself a woman. Mm-hmm. I'm also not closing my doors. Maybe later on, I don't know if I will identify as trans man. But really, I still can't reconcile that part. Parang feeling ko, babae pa rin kasi talaga ako eh. And
yeah.
I'm so thankful, pinakalaka kong babae.
Yeah. Nandun pa rin yun. Kasi meron notion kasi, di ba, na, for example, like before, when we were not really educated about the gender spectrum, na pag dibo, automatic, ayaw nilang maging babae. So, for you, it's not not like that at all.
Not at all. Because, in fact, parang, oh, dito na nag-start yung...
Sige.
Okay, yes.
We're here to listen.
No, in fact, kasi parang, I don't know, sometimes I feel like, and you can ask other lesbians about this to confirm, na parang, mas sinaselebrate pa nga ng mga tibo yung womanhood. Other than, yeah. I'm sorry, I have that concept, the heterosexual women. Why? Because parang, in a way, I don't know, we love being women. And that's why the difference that I cannot really identify as trans man, although again, I'm open to it because I don't have dysphoria in my body. So parang, I'm still open to the idea that I will get pregnant if I have a partner someday. Mm. Even when I had an ex before, you were talking about who will be the first to get pregnant, right? So yeah, so I still identify as a woman, as all lesbians do, I think, but my expression is very masculine, as you can see, because lesbians have masculinities, but we nevertheless we're just women who loves and likes women. So, that's it.
Yeah. And, like, have you been identifying as how you are identifying now, like, since?
Oh, that's an interesting question.
Yeah. If it evolved, how?
Key informant interview.
Key informant interview.
Research pala to. I know. Interesting question kasi at saka funny. Yung sabi na ex before when I had a girlfriend and the first time I came out to myself, I thought I'm really bi. I really thought so. And even when I had a girlfriend, one time sinabi niya sa akin, "Tingnan, hindi ka ba eh? Lesbiana ka talaga." So apparently tama siya.
Okay.
May I ask a quick question? Why what made you think that you were bi? You were still feeling some attraction toward men or
because I did. I really did. Oh, I did have sexual relations with men before. Mm. But I think that as years went by, I think parang iba pa rin yung satisfaction ko and yung attraction ko talaga that I get to have with women when I get to have sexual relations with women and at the same time intimate relations with women. I cannot be intimate. I never, although I had sexual relations before with men, but I wasn't able to, I think, form an emotional bond towards those men. So it's just for... Wala, libog lang.
Oh.
But I came out third year college because I fell in love with a friend. Someone really, really close to me. Yeah,
that's really hard.
That's really hard. And it was extra difficult at that time because both of us is not actually out to people. So, odd, right? So, both of you, you feel like you have emotional connection to each other, but it's just basically exclusive in moments you're together, but not all people know. I think some of her friends know. I didn't tell anyone from my own friend group. I think some of her friends know. But it's really, really difficult to date once you're really closeted.
Yeah.
All of us can relate
to that. I feel you.
But the freedom that you get to have once you're out and you're done with all the self-work and you're done with all that those insecurities in the past. My God, it's so rewarding. Wala naman akong jowa ngayon, but single pala ako. Yan.
Plug po pala natin.
By the way, guys,
sige lang.
Single pala ako.
single siya, guys. Ilang taon ka na, Rian? Ilang taon?
Hi, I'm 30.
location, location.
Quezon City.
Oh, yeah, Quezon City, alam. Guys. Oh, ayan na. Oh, na-flag ka na namin.
Pero, ano ah, like, going back to the conversation, very curious ako kasi everybody has their I am closeted, I wanna come out, POV. What made you think na you are ready na to come out at that time?
At that time, it was gradual. I could not admit it to myself until suddenly I admitted to myself that, oh shit, I fell in love with a woman and I'm letting go of someone just because I cannot yet reconcile it to myself. So what I did, oh my God, ang corny kong tao. What I did was, when I suddenly felt na, okay, I think I should not let this go. So I wrote a notebook of letters and poems to that girl. And I sent it via LBC. Yeah.
Wow! Nag-flag ka ng career! Magagusta ng friend namin yun. Nag-work for LBC.
Oo, kasi parang hindi pa yata uso yung same-day delivery kineso. Oo. Diba? At saka yun lang din yung alam kong ano, pa-career.
Anong taon ba to? 2012.
College yun eh. Nasa Iloilo pa ako nun. So parang she was here in Metro Manila already. She was taking up. Nasa law school siya. So parang I suddenly realized na. Nag-graduate siya sa akin. Early sa akin eh. Parang she's older than me. So I confessed through that letter. A notebook of poems and love letter. I sent it to her. I wasn't able to get a reply for a year. But
a
when
year?
She replied...
A year?
Yeah.
She did not reply for a year.
Yeah, okay. It was kind of odd. Parang feeling ko nga a year more than a year. Kasi parang she had in her explanation na she was going through a lot of things at that time that I sent that. But she was really so thankful that I did. And that she said that I treasured our friendship a lot and she felt like she's so angry with herself that she cannot give back the same level of affection.
Yeah.
Aww. As I did. Yeah. But at that time, it was so odd because when she replied, I was already courting another girl. So,
kasi
isang taon ba naman mahigit? Diba?
Oo. So parang in my mind, syempre, girl, parang I'm in the middle of pursuing someone and you tell these things to me?
Wala kayong communication or anything?
After, wala. Wala talaga siyang response. Nakapag-ano pa ako, yun yung time, I think, dahil na sa isang org natin, merong mga exchanges. So, nasa Denmark ako, nag-Denmark pa ako for a month, nag-LOA pa ako, nakabalik na ako, UP. And then suddenly, suddenly when I went back to school, and then I pursued another girl, and then in the middle of Hell Week stuff whatsoever, I received a very long letter from her. At medyo may exchanges pa kami after nun. So parang at that time, parang nung nag-respond ako sa kanya. And then suddenly nung nag-respond ako sa kanya, parang walang response ulit for a time. And then biglang, ewan ko, parang ito yung naging moments of crash and burn kami lagi. So parang may mga times that when I'm with another girl, ma-fall out yung isa kong relationship, I get to chat still with her. And we're close. And then suddenly, nung natigil na siya talaga, nung time na oh my God, papunta siyang kasal niya, in-invite niya ako.
Kasal?
In-invite ka na kasal?
Wait lang!
Wait, I am so caught up.
Parang yung pag-jump ng events. Kinasal na siya! Holy
God! So parang, ano pa eh, parang nangyari ay, Okay, so nag-reply siya, di ba? So, after nun, parang may mga chats pa kami whatsoever. Pero parang wala naman talagang moment or opportunity na naging
intimate.
We were in the same place and we were intimate once again. Parang, so, parang
hindi nag...
Wala. Right. So, nung time na nagkaroon ako ng girlfriend, na kilala ni Daryl, yung ex-girl. Yeah. So, nagka-girlfriend ako. But even prior ako nagka-girlfriend, parang odd. Nagparamdam pa siya bago ako nagka-girlfriend. So, parang, sa isip ko, sorry, I have a girlfriend.
Ang tanong ay, umattend ka ba sa kasal niya?
Makikichismis na lang ako ba? Bago dun sa kasal niya, week before ng kasal niya, nagkita pa kami dito sa Metro Manila. Kasi parang sabi niya, dito ako, whatever. So she's organizing stuff with her close friends. Mm-hmm. So I went there. That's the first time I'm going to see her after everything that happened. Mm-hmm. So... And then, she's asking me if makakapunta ba ako. But at that time, hindi pa ako resolved na pupunta. But after nang nagkita na kami, na-realize ko na mukhang no na.
What na talaga. No what? Na.
Hindi ako pumunta ng kasal.
Hindi ka na pumunta. Okay.
Logistically, and at the same time, I don't know, parang after siguro ng series of crash and burn namin with each other, parang nag-decide na talaga ako na after ko siyang ma-meet at nag-usap kami after so many years, na-realize ko na I've outgrown that old self of mine. Mm-mm. I was in college. Mm-mm. Parang kinot off ko na yung communications ko talaga.
Like, thank you next na.
Thank you.
I've learned my lesson. I learned stuff along the way. Thank you.
But definitely, that girl, that first girl, and like all of us, your first, would always be your first and would be part of your coming out story, right? Because how would you exactly know who you are when you cannot even reconcile that, okay, I love the girl and I'm going to come out clean with it. Yun. At least I did my assignment, you know, telling someone I like them.
You shot your shot.
Ano ba yung past tense ng shoot?
You shot your shot.
Tama ba yun? Grammatically,
hindi ko rin alam, pero
parang... parang okay. Oo, parang better na yun sa shoot your shot. At yun nga, nakakatuwang makinig ng mga ganitong love stories, coming out stories. Kasi, ewan ko, it's something na couldn't be talked about before. But like, right now, mas empowered tayo to like, talk about these kinds of stories na we are able to like, love the people we want to love. And yun nga yung masaya ngayong pride na ano, usapang love at struggles. Ganyan. Kasi... it's literally a month of celebrating those two.
What are the struggles of, let's say, in society, as a lesbian Filipina woman, what are your struggles? If I may go straight to that point or to that question, kasi, we wanted to learn more about that and wanted to give space this podcast to this part of the community.
Yeah, because like, pag sinabing LGBT, we know we have struck, we are like one of the marginalized sectors already. Pero what if intersect pa siya ng ikaw ay LGBT, tapos babae ka pa, tapos nasa Pilipinas ka.
Yeah. Thanks for the question. Actually, kung sa larger LGBT movement na ba nausapan ito? Kung, ano pa rin eh, parang, mas kailangang i-assert, I think. Nagsistruggle pa rin yung lesbians, yung perennial problem na i-invisibilize, kumbaga, yung lesbian struggle. I mean,
hindi nakikita, in other words.
Oh, so...
Or intentionally kasi, hindi tinitingnan when you say invisibilize.
Oo. May times that it could be intentional. May times that it could be parang hindi siya talaga nakikita kasi parang wala talagang attention din na binibigay. Oo, to it. Kasi, like for instance, yung sarili ko kasi I came from a long history of movement organizing. So I went into the women's movement. So parang within the women's movement, parang konti lang din yung conversations about lesbian issues. And once you go to... Once you go to LGBT movements as well, mas dominated pa rin ng gay and MSM struggle. And hindi na ako nagsasabi nito, the fact that once you ask any lesbian without organizing a group of FGDs, you can hear it from them. So
what are FGDs? Sorry,
focus group discussion.
Okay. So parang without organizing like a group of lesbian women, you can actually just randomly ask people who are active in civil society, even in other countries. Konti lang din yung nakikita at napapag-usapan, actually, sa nuances ng lesbian struggles. Kasi yun nga eh, parang you're a member of these two collective identities that are oppressed, right? So,
yeah.
Women and at the same time, LGBT. But within the LGBT, yung may iba-ibang struggles yung ano eh, LGBT. So,
QIA. Yeah.
So, parang queer persons, lesbian women, then women. Yeah. So, yun yung struggle. Invisible lagi yung nuances na yun. Because they're definitely... is a difference on that intersection na ikaw ay babae at lesbiana. And at the same time, nasa Pilipinas. Kasi kung nasa Pilipinas, for sure, may issues pa ng income, may issues na... Ayaw pa ba? Other cultural intersection. Disabilities so, as well. Kasi may
so
mga...
So, nandun na tayo. Like, ikaw, like, personally, what are the struggles that you've... experience so many times and you feel like nobody or this problem has not been talked about
yet. Safe spaces siguro parang isa pinadala din na article ni Daryl. I agree with it actually kasi parang yung women exclusive spaces and lesbian exclusive spaces, the energy is different once you go into gay bars, for instance.
Yeah.
So, parang walang ganung spaces eh. So, that article talked about the earlier influx of lesbian bars in Metro Manila, early 2000, even late 90s. Ang dami. Mm-hmm. And even within the LGBT movement, ang dami ding mga lesbian orgs The first Pride that was organized by lesbians, eh. Yung sinasabi
na yun.
Sa Pilipinas, oo. So, it was the lesbians yung... Kasi ang daming...
Yeah.
My explanation, I think, behind it is because during post-martial law, nagkaroon ka ng ang daming women's groups because of the space of democratization. So, ang daming spaces for lesbians to organize also exclusive spaces for themselves. But after nung time na yon, nawala din. Early 2000, ang daming lesbian exclusive bars. Tapos nagsera because of, you know, economic stuff. Yeah, hindi ma-maintain. But I think yung importance ng lesbian exclusive spaces or queer women exclusive spaces is the fact na nagkakaroon ng parang space for an intimate and close affinity yung mga tao based on their identity. Tsaka sa sarili ko, I think hindi ko pa kasi masyadong nafe-feel yung oppression as lesbian siguro kasi siguro I've been into very privileged spaces kasi for a very long time nasa progressive civil society ako. So parang hindi ko na feel yung ganong discrimination or nasa nasa spaces talaga
ako. That's good to hear.
Empowerment.
That's good to hear. Yeah, that's good to hear.
But I realized when I suddenly went out of that civil society space na at ito na yung struggle siguro na because I'm very used to that very space, to that space of privilege, at kahit nag-Congress pa ako eh, so parang naging staff ako sa Congress, I'm just very lucky na yung mga boss ko wala silang problema in terms of acceptance people like me because they're also progressive. When I went out of my comfort zone, I don't know if it's a part of it, parang doon ko mas nafe-feel na mas pinapakinggan yung lalaki kaysa babae. Yeah, when I really went into that very mainstream, very, very, hindi ko itong mga ka-echo chamber. Ito ay mga nasa labas talaga. So parang, and parang if I do something extraordinary, parang surprised sila. Mafe-feel mo eh, kasi parang may sasabihin na magaling yung isang person na, for instance, lalaki. Mas ina-affirm siya ng space na yun kumpara sa'yo na dahil babae ka na nga, lesbiana ka pa, masculine pa yung expression mo. So parang walang makikinig sa'yo. Parang double yung effort ng pag-assert mo sa sarili mo. Na which hindi ko na feel for a very long time again because I work with progressive civil society. So I went to the movements at the same time. Kahit nag-congressman ako, wala naman akong naging saway dun sa mga naging dating boss ko na accepted ka and actually pinapakinggan ka. And parang, di ba baliktad? Kung sa mainstream society, yung lalaki yung mas pinapakinggan sa progressive groups, the more na mas marginalized ka, the more ka na mas papakinggan. Which is good.
When you experience that, yung when you got into the mainstream and you found out na, holy shit, this is how it is here, in the mainstream, was that, how did that feel for you? Was that kind of like a wake-up call of some sort that we have still a long way to go?
I think it's time to actually balance talking to people who are in your spaces and at the same time talking to people who are outside of our spaces. Because all this time, maybe we think that everything's okay when it's actually not. Siguro, okay, personal struggles. Number one, in terms of expression, because I'm a lesbian who has masculine expression. Na-notice ko talaga to before, no? At alam ni Daryl to, nung time na super mahaba pa yung hair ko, kung ako'y bagong ahit, pupunta akong, kasi sa kongreso ako dati nagtatrabaho, pupunta akong kongreso, at bago akong ahit, hinahanapan ako ng ID. Parang, ma'am, kaninong staff ka?
Talaga?
Pero, kung nung time na nakalugaw yung buhok ko, naka-lipstick ako at naka-ano. Ay, walang tanong-tanong.
Straight passing.
Walang tanong-tanong. Yes. Walang tanong-tanong ng ID.
Parang, kumbaga, parang the microaggressions that, may microaggressions na napaparamdam sa'yo. Na,
dahil lang sa kung paano mo na-express yung sarili mo. Damn.
Dahil lang naka-lipstick ako that day, parang mas tanggap ako.
But it's true, yeah. I have read about that. So, aside sa yun, yung microaggression na nabanggit mo kanina was in the workplace. What are the other microaggressions, I think? If you want to share more about that, though. Yung, for example, in going to, like, dating, when dating, are there microaggressions that you experience, if not with the person that you're dating, maybe when other people like see you dating or...
Oh, yung interesting again, ay nung time na yung expression ko ay super haba pa kasi ng buhok ko. Na super haba, super curly, so parang, oh, pretty
feminine
girl.
Feminine pa yung tapos, expression.
Yung feminine expression ko at malalaman ko talaga yung difference, stark contrast sa Tinder or Bumble. Diba sa Tinder, meron kang isang part dyan na pwede mong i-change yung preference mo. So, kung nandun ako sa very straight, itsura, naka-lipstick, among men, syempre dami agad, no? Even among women, sobrang dami. Kumpara sa kung masculine ka, konti. Especially now. Pero nag-move na kasi ako sa safer dating app eh. So, Bumble. So, nag-bumble ako these days. Sa Bumble naman, na-realize ko na, yun, safer siya talaga. Kasi, nung time na naman masculine na yung expression ko, may mga nakukuha naman ako. But not as dami as compared before. Nung like, sis-passing pa yung itsura mo, ito yung picture na paano mo. And yung interesting ay, kung sis-passing ka na lesbian woman, ang dami mong matches among Caucasian men.
Kasi
Caucasian men?
Yes, that is true.
alam ni Kesh.
Girl.
Teka, para sa mga nakikinig, ano ba yung sis-passing?
Cis-passing means straight passing. So, mukha kang straight, hindi ka mapagkakamalang part ng LGBT kung, yeah.
Oo. Pero parang feeling ko kasi, extra layer among men, and fetish kasi among men, yung women who gets to sleep with other women. And you can really confirm that in porn, in dating apps.
Yes.
Especially that once you provide a very feminine picture in Tinder or in Bumble, and that you mention to people and among men that you date women, oh my god, there's like a lot.
Sobrang of ano matches. No, sexualized ka kaagad. Like,
yes.
Ang unang-una nilang naiisip, yes, pwede threesome. Like, automatic.
Exactly. Laging I get to be invited in those things before parang, as a,
that's what they want.
As a cis.
Automatic sexualized ka.
Oo. Pero parang nung time na matino na yung dating patterns ko.
yeah.
Mas naging safe talaga yung Bumble. Saka mas nakakuha talaga ako ng very good conversation sa Bumble. And even in real day dating.
Yeah.
Before I have this thing, kasi nag-transition ako, diba, from bi to lesbian. And then parang I also had that phase wherein I get to fall in love and like straight women who cannot even repay any amount of
attention
to me.
Yeah.
Oh, pero parang na-realize ko, again, matino na yung aking dating patterns na iba pa rin talaga yung certain sense of satisfaction na kukuha mo. Kung pareho kayo, para nyo both alam as queer women na you like each other and that you just go out for dating because just like any other person who dates, it's just that. Dating should be, shouldn't be a source of trigger. Dating shouldn't be a source of stress. Dating is actually very enjoyable. Flirtations, in fact, are very, very enjoyable once you both know what you want. So, I was very lucky that I had that kind of realization recently. The last person I dated, yun, it didn't turn out okay, but at least I was able to get that idea na, oh wow, this is the feeling once again to be courted by another woman. Parang bigla akong na-realize. Oh my God, ito yung feeling ng ex sa ex ko before na parang, oh, we were just, you know, dating.
Uh-oh.
Because we're dating.
Pero ano ah, speaking of dating, kasi I identify as a bisexual woman, right? Like, I have bisexual women na friends, but I think pare-pares kami na hindi my experience in relationships with women pero onte. So ako, like, because I want to learn more and I don't want to, you know, ask about their personal life and personal stuff din naman just to learn. I go into the internet and find groups and forums, and what I've learned is, because you've identified as a bisexual woman before and also you date women now. So I want to hear a confirmation from you if this is also the same here in the Philippines. Kasi these forums that I've read were basically mostly in the States. They said na dating in the as a bisexual woman is especially complicated and difficult to start, to jumpstart, kasi nobody knows how to start a freaking conversation or they don't know how to engage with each other. Kasi para silang naghihintayan.
Naghihintayan?
Like, naghihintayan na hindi nila...
Ano inaantay?
Like, for example, like one girl is interested with another girl and she compliments the other girl back but the other girl doesn't like exactly get it but get at the it? Same time she's yeah, not straight naman din, like they're both gay or bi pero they don't, it doesn't exactly click right away. Is that true?
Yeah, that's true.
Yeah,
that's super true. Before hindi ko pa yan gets, someone pointed it out to me again na, maybe you're just thinking about that because that's partly part of being lesbian or bi, na hindi nyo kasi alam kung like, eto na ba to? Eto na? Eto na ba?
Like, does she like me or is this ba? Just like or... friendly?
Yeah.
Kami na ba?
Ang daming ganyang.
Eto na ba? Kami na ba? Seryoso? Hindi nyo siya tinatanong?
It's a very woman kind of energy, Daniel.
Oh.
Nalaman niya talaga yun.
I am caught
aback
by this.
It's a very feminine. It's a very feminine kind of energy. At very lesbian kind of energy and queer woman yung... kind of energy. Kasi yung difference ay, nung time na nagbabumble ako, and since I'm attracted to trans women, oh my God, yung trans women talaga, the way they would flirt with you, oh shit.
Like, really? Parang,
oh, very forward. Very forward. Oh, really?
Sila sa'yo. Very forward
yes.
Sila sa'yo.
Oh, yeah.
Yes.
Oh, oh, like, uh-huh. That,
I think that's the masculine energy.
Why are you... Why are you
it's
here?
Because of the masculine.
Like, why are you here? Ako. Sabi ko, for fun. And then sabi na, me too. Tapos, we're going there. And then, yeah.
Gulat ako dyan.
I get to have lots of trans women matches and they're very, very forward. And the difference with uh-huh. lesbian or queer women ng mga match ko yeah. ay parang tagal-tagal pa,
magkakahiyaan, ano?
Oo, yung isang mamang pinadalhan, ano eh, isang taon bago ka nireply. Ganun yung antayan level.
Ay, wait lang. May tanong ako doon. Nung nag-respond siya, via LVC rin ba? Or...
Hindi naman.
Hindi naman. Okay.
Hindi naman. Hindi naman.
Move on na tayo.
Nagpang message lang.
Sorry. Binalik ko eh. Anyway, like, okay. So,
may
dun,
Facebook
going back
na.
Dun, going back dun sa, yun ngayon, sa dating in, as a bisexual woman or as a queer or lesbian woman, yun yung nabasa ko. And, yun sinabi mo nga, it's a feminine thing or a female. That's so weird
maybe,
to say.
Kasi,
yung mga lesbiana, may mga term pa nga na parang ligaw tingin.
Ligaw
ano
tingin?
Yun? Ano yun?
Ano yun? I have not
parang
heard of that.
Parang titinginan lang kayo. Ganun.
Hoy, nangyayari din naman yan sa ano, like, masculine gay bi world.
Yeah.
Yata.
Pero tsuk-tsukan agad pero, sa masculine gay bi world.
Ay, oo, tsuk-tsukan talaga. Like, ano na. It's either hook up, tapos parang yung intimacy comes after. Hindi yung parang nagtitinginan tapos I wanna be like romantic
yeah. Oh,
intimate
yeah. so,
it does not.
Oh. So on that yan. Speaking of that, paano ang hookup culture sa Bumble Bumble, Tinder for lesbians or queer women?
Well, yung energy again ay sobrang tagal kahit pa
matagal okay, hindi siya ma- oh, yeah. So parang may ano pa getting to know
except if nakamatch mo, I think, Caucasian women. They're very forward.
Oh.
They're super forward about what they want. So
apparently
parang,
the race also is a factor.
I think yung, alam
cultural
mo naman yung Pinoy mahiya.
Sa bagay. Yun nga eh.
Yung Pinoy mahiya. Hindi nga eh. Babae pa.
Hindi kasi sobrang iba siya. Sobrang iba siya sa gay and bi masculine lane of things.
Na like, madali.
Hindi ko alam kung pareho to
express.
Sa... sa feminine, lesbian, ano, space. Pero, like, sa amin nga, kunyari pag sa Grindr, ano, parang ang conversation would be like, wala nang hi eh. Minsan, ano, ang tanong, top ka ba or bottom? Ganyan. Anong hanap mo? Tapos, pag sinabi mo na yung hanap mo, address, ganun na siya straightforward. Like, very transactional siya. Yung intimacy can like come after, very aggressive, very straightforward, ganyan, na kahit sa mga spaces na binabanggit mo kanina, Rayan, ano, like, sa mga gay, LGBT clubs, kahit inclusive yung space, nadodominate nga siya nung masculine energy.
Masculine for some, presence.
Yung masculine gay bi presence.
Yeah.
Na to the point na, pag pumunta ka, for example, ng Nectar, wala ka makikita masyadong like lesbians partying, yeah, with you. And, ako, like, wala.
I think maybe.
Wala rin ako masyadong lesbian friends kasi parang wala ko, wala. Hindi
kami parehas ng trip.
hindi parehas. Hindi kami pa, wala kami dun sa space na yon na ano, parehas. Kunyari, nung nasa, yeah, Baguio ako, merong parang LGBT inclusive church na I worked with before. Tapos parang ang attendees, kahit LGBT inclusive siya, puro masculine energies. Ganyan. Ganyan. So parang kahit inuman, ganyan. So parang sobrang, where are the lesbians? Ganyan. Yung question.
Where are the lesbians?
So apparently, okay, sabi mo kanina, iba ayun yung na, energy.
Ayun na, pagsalitain natin si Rayan.
Oo, ayun na nga. So, ayun.
Saan daw kayo, girl? Saan daw kayo tumatambay? Hindi namin kayo mahanap.
Paano ba? Wait lang, doon na muna siguro sa dating. May mga natanong na rin kasi ako ng mga lesbian friends. Well, iba talaga yung energy, again, on dating and even on hookup culture among lesbian women. Kasi I feel like, as women kasi, parang may certain, I don't know if mafe-feeling to ni Kesh, na parang may certain extra sense of intuition ka. Na, parang may pakiramdaman. Parang yun yung ligawan pala.
Yun yung hintayan. Ito ba yung hintayan na sinasabi
ko? Like parang so, level na laging...
If this person is as interested as I am.
And not just that, I think one thing na takeaway ko from dating apps or personal is that women, especially in among lesbian women, parang nandun yung certain sense of kailangan yung establish yung space and sense of comfortability with each other.
Yes, exactly. Yun.
Comfortability and safe space.
Yes.
And
yes,
that's why I think, no offense meant to all the girls na cis passing bi or straight na mga naging kanandian ko. But I think mas comfortable na ako ngayon to date really out na lesbian na. Kasi ang dali. Sobrang dali. Kasi sobrang komportable na kayo sa isa't isa. Level na,
may comfort na.
Wait lang, magpapakasal na ba tayo? Ganong level.
Yun yung thing.
Parang, among lesbian relationships, the energy prior to doing it or going there is so slow burn. Super slow burn. Nagaantayan, papakiramdaman, kasi dapat comfortable sa isa't isa. And I also think mas nakaka-affect din yung overall environment na, syempre, iba talaga yung acceptance pag heterosexual couples kayo. Like, affirmed by society, affirmed by friends. Makikita mo yun sa mga kasal. Na parang sa mga kasal, makikita mo, lahat, pati, I don't know, kapitbahay ng lola mo whatsoever, aaten ng kasal mo eh. Masaya silang lahat in comparison to lesbian relationships, couples, etc. So parang the affirmation in the external environment is not as enthusiastic once you have like a lesbian relationship, right? So may linear ng ganon. Aside from the fact na hindi nyo pa alam kung pareho kayong wala na kayong insecurities of being queer. That's why I think, yung lesbian energy, once again, papunta dun sa dating. Nagpapakiramdaman, dapat safe kayo with each other because you're trying to get affirmation out. But once you're very, very comfortable with each other, yung stereotype ay, oh my God, yung next yun na nagagawin ay mag-book ng Transportify or U-Haul sa US papunta sa bahay together ng each other kasi mag-live-in na kayo. Yes. At magpapakasal na kayo at nagtatanungan na kayo, yes, ilang anak magkakaroon kayo.
Yes. Like, long-term agad na, no? Right? Like, once super, you do make the connection, kahit sobrang tagal niya or sobrang hirap to go there, but once you're there, it's like a sure lock na, okay, I'm sure about this person. Ganun, yeah, ganun ka, ano, ganun ka intense. Kaya sabi nila, there is no heartbreak.
Kung kailan sila nag-I love you sa isa't isa, my God, on the matagal, first, third date, fourth date.
Oo, kasi matagal.
Ano, hindi. I mean, I love you. Parang feeling ko nga mas madali eh among lesbian, oo, couples. Once kayo na.
The security,
na,
the emotional security kasi, no? Pero sinabi din nila that there is no, ano, heartbreak. Like your first lesbian heartbreak, that's what they said.
Yeah.
Kasi sobrang intense kasi.
Yung stereotype ay, well, matagal papunta dun sa dating. But once naging kayo na, parang yung sense of cohabitation nyo ay super, super bilis. May tinatawag silang stereotype na lesbian-ness. So, nagne-nest na yung dalawang lesbian. Oo, gumagawa na kami ng nest.
That's kasi parang, amazing.
Baby, I want to go to your house. Or like,
yeah.
Like, parang nag-uusap na kayo kung kailan kayo magpapakasal. ilang property. Yes! So, anong propiedad meron ka? Ganun.
Oo.
So retirement parang, plans.
So, parang mas marami yung ganyan over like transactional hookups, one-night stands.
Oo.
Yeah. Like, hindi siya dominant part of the lesbian culture. Tama ba? Tama ba yung pagkakaintindi ko?
Yung lesbian culture kasi ay mas feelings.
Emotional, yeah.
Very emotional connection. So parang there could be times in other lesbian relationships na mas nagka-heartbreak ka pa nga, not because nagka-hook up or whatsoever. Mas nagka-heartbreak ka especially dahil meron kayong emotional connection at walang nangyari. Right? So parang... Si Daryl na nasa-shock.
Nasa-shock siya. Kasi I've read about
meron
it.
Meron ako... Yeah, I'm sorry, I haven't. And I don't get to talk about this much because, like, I only have a handful of lesbian friends.
You mentioned earlier about lesbian spaces that have boomed during the 90s, is that right? And unfortunately, most of them, if not all of them, have closed down due to, reasons. Like, now... Do you see a boom in, you know, a rise again with lesbian spaces?
May resurgence. Before, pre-pandemic, I don't think there was some space, nightlife spaces that you can really call lesbian spaces. Walang pre-pandemic. But right now, according sa mga Gen Zs, may mga exclusive spaces daw ngayon for,
wow,
for lesbian
that's
women.
Nice.
Na lesbians na talaga. So, parang no gay men, no whatever. So, ganun lang yung requirement. I wasn't able to ask where that is again. Pero, may ganun na resurgence ngayon. And even that article na sinend ni Daryl, may mga lesbian-owned enterprises. There are no exclusive. Right now, there are na lesbian, all queer women clubs lang.
Mm-hmm.
And or gatherings, hindi nga clubs eh, kasi gatherings eh. Parang yung tema daw pala sabi ng mga Gen Z ay basta magsasabi lang sila sa isang space kung saan merong parang speed dating for lesbians, tapos or queer women, na punta ka lang sa isang designated space na yon, i-announce. Ano, TikTok eh, nakikita lang sa TikTok. Tapos lesbian only or queer women only spaces.
Okay.
So, may mga nangyayari na gano'n. May mga dance parties na, or speed dating parties na queer women lang. May gano'n. Pero on clubs, like Nectar kind of level, wala. Yung difference siguro ng Today X tsaka ng Nectar, syempre makikita mo naman yung difference kasi parang yung Nectar, well, bombastic, drag shows, it's all out there. Yung lesbian spaces, kahit naman may mga sayaw-sayaw whatsoever, tugtugan, parang mas nagiging cultural space, I think. Mas
closely
nandun
intimate.
Talaga yung, mas nagkakaroon yung, nagka-carve out ka ng isang physical space to actually accommodate conversations. Kasi gano'n naman yung lesbian energy, yeah. Diba? Parang yeah, yeah. Kaya nga kayo nagliligawan nga yung lesbian yeah. energy ay dahil you share a lot of stuff, kahit
yeah, a few wanna dates connect pa lang. Like that.
Yeah. Oo, yung mm-hmm. a few dates pa lang, ang dami nyo nang sinishare na intimate details ng buhay nyo, na kaya mm-hmm. devastating yung lesbian breakups, as mentioned yeah. by Kesh. Kasi,
yeah.
excuse me ba naman, sino ba namang hindi man-devastate? Eh parang, nagtalang buhay na kayo sa isa't isa. Tapos wala palang mangyayari. Hindi pala kayo magiging together forever, diba?
Oo.
Parang, ang laking ang investment yun. But, which makes us also reflect na intimacy naman talaga is more than just sex, I think.
Yeah.
So you get to be intimate with someone by and love someone, not just because you have sex with them, but you actually share certain things with each other. Very intimate things, realizations. You share also a sense of connection. You root for each other. Na-in love naman tayong lahat. So, sa pag-ibig naman, parang, di ba?
Of course.
Not everything is all about sex and sexual relations. Yes. Yung sexuality ng women, and even among straight women, parang tabu lagi pag-usapan yung sexualidad. Di ba? Tabu lagi yeah. pag-usapan yung libog, among mga babae.
Lagi siyang frowned mm-hmm. upon.
Oh,
hindi man tabu, frowned upon.
Oh, and this goes and admitting that in lesbian relationships, grabe yung emotional bond, but it doesn't mean na wala ding intense sex because there is actually.
Yeah, that's what I've heard too.
Yeah, there yeah. is. So, and at dahil mapunta na tayo dun sa aspect ng pleasure. In fact, mm-mm. may mga ano nga na, it's not to say that dominant yung lesbians among this, but definitely, mas alam, I think, ng women-to-women relationships how to pleasure women. Kasi ano pa naman bang gagawin namin, di ba?
Yeah.
Like yung clitoral yeah. pleasure. Tsaka yung ano, yung sense of pleasure talaga sa katawan ng babae. Men get to be aroused with, of course, the penis and everything. But among women, we have the clitoris. So, in women's mm-hmm. sa sexuality, parang hindi lahat ng hindi pa yan pinag-uusapan eh. Our konti lang yung nag-uusap about it. Yeah. Women-centered pleasure and how we were all conditioned, and even in porn, it's always you know, dominating someone else. Nangyari naman yun sa lesbian sex, but mas in tune dun sa pleasure points talaga sa body ng babae. Kasi nga, clitoral eh.
Galing. Parang it's
so Darren,
definitely...
So okay ka na ba? Or mas lalong, mas nagulo ka ba? Or...
hindi. Actually, very interesting siya. And nung una sinabi mo na yung struggles, actually not just the struggles, the experiences are invisibilized. And I'm happy na we get to talk about these things. Actually, dami kong natutunan na from this discussion alone na, you know, it's exciting. It's exciting. Yun yung feedback. Hindi, hindi ko overwhelmed ba ako or ano, pero like, it's an entirely different world and I am so happy and I am very honored and privileged na maging witness, if not a part of this entire discussion. And tulad na sabi ni Kesh, exciting na pag-usapan ito. Women's pleasure is like an entirely different... Kaya pwede siya
maging isang episode. No wonder you were choking up. You were leading up to
nananahimik na nga ako dito eh. Yeah. Pero ayun, thank you so much, Rian.
Yeah. Like what you said, I think it's also a timely episode now that it's our anniversary month. Months kasi hindi namin alam kung kailan yung exact date, guys.
Kasi lang, ako alam ko.
Hindi kasi... our intention in having this podcast is not just to provide or not just to course rant or like to occupy our space and also talk about relatable struggles and, you know, the shit that we have as millennials, but also to provide space for people in the community that we think could enlighten us more in talking about stuff like this. Like, just to know about it is going to make a difference. Kasi if we have loved ones who are, for example, a part of the LGBT community, one of the best things that we can give to them as support is to be their safe space. And knowing all of these things about our loved ones, on what makes them comfortable, what is, you know, what are the microaggressions that they get from the society that they don't sure need from us, you know, to mm-hmm. learn these things is the safe space that our, you know, brothers and sisters from the LGBTQIA plus community need. So, ayun, once again, oh, diba? We're already tying up the episode, pero we have so much to talk about pa. And we thank you so much, Rayan, na you have, ano, gave us the time to talk about these things. Sana, we're looking forward to inviting you in our more episodes that we want to talk about more about this. Ayun.
Yeah. So I hope I gave justice to the anniversary episode.
Yes, you did.
The anniversary episode for incoming into the Pride Month. And thanks again for having me and more conversations about these relationships. I think marami pa talagang pwedeng pag-usapan.
Ang dami. It's time.
Sa sexual pleasure pa lang.
Like, diba?
Mag-start ka pa lang doon. Kasi parang, ang kanina kasi when I was asked about hookup culture, parang gusto ko siyang i-unpack kasi among lesbian women, yung hookup culture ay parang, ano ba, breakup culture. Charot. Breakup culture doon. So, napaka-intimate na yung relationship.
Madaming
no?
Ano.
Tapos biglang, ouch.
Hindi siya hook up in that mm-hmm. on that ano, hindi talaga siya hook up kung ganun ka intense na, 'di ba? Like ako the way I see hindi hook na ups siya, are like one night stands.
Oo, hindi siya hook up. Mm-mm.
Relationship.
Yun nga, very interesting. Yeah. And it's time, it's very high time to like un-invisibilize the invisibilized. Yes. Oh,
give
diba?
Space.
Fuck, ganun.
Amplify.
Yeah, anyways, correct.
Itsura ni Daryl kanina parang hot talaga.
Oh, oh nga rin. Parang ngayon ko lang nalilinig ko mga ganito. Yung pinuturo to sa ano.
Oh,
yeah.
Oh.
Anyways, maraming salamat for being with us. This is our episode. Happy Pride Month, Rian.
Happy Pride Month, Kesh.
And yeah, we're very happy that we reached this first year. We're looking forward to like surviving.
And maintaining, improving. Our podcast.
I don't know how many.
But we enjoy it. Even the feedback, the comments we get, the messages we get from you guys. We love it every time we hear from you.
My followers na.
Oh, kahit onti lang. Naririnig mo pa rin. So we are very happy.
Well, this is our first year. Happy Aniv, Kesh.
Happy Aniv, Daryl. And once again,
is this thing on?
The podcast.